Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to End Time World News, and I'm your host, Eric. Go to redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews. That's redcircle.com/endtimeworldnews, folks. Like, share, subscribe. If you like this podcast, and again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. What we are here at End Time World News, folks, is End Time World News is an independent and alternative media organization. We're dedicated to finding the truth and issues facing Christians and non-Christians in the world every day. And that's what you have to understand, folks. We're a podcast about everyday life, hope, God, Jesus, news, current and world events, and also leading up to the second coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So hopefully that'll give you an idea of what we do. It's God and Jesus only here first. And of course, also we cover news issues and current issues going on in the world and news every day. So that's what, so we do try to have the best of both worlds and try to cover a little bit of everything here whenever possible. And so, again, I never want to take the focus off. I'm always about God, no matter what. This podcast will always be about God through Jesus Christ, no matter what, as long as I can stay on the air. And no matter what happens to me, it's always going to be Christ-centered. So let's get into today's news. Today's news comes from naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com, dated Friday, September 17th. 2021. The headline reads as follows: Dr. Stella Emanuel talks about how hospitals are ignoring hydrochloroquine and also ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. So again, the title, Dr. Stella Emanuel talks about how hospitals are ignoring hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin as effective treatments for the COVID-19. So let's get into today's news, shall we? I just want to say a reminder that I'm not a doctor, dentist, lawyer, or am I a healthcare professional, but I bring you this news and information under the Freedom of Information Act, and also my First Amendment free speech under the U.S. Constitution, my First Amendment free speech rights. So with that said, nor am I a healthcare professional, nor will I prescribe or recommend anything or any treatment. I can bring you this news, alternative news and information, folks. And I have to throw that out there. I've been on the internet here for quite a while. I host three podcasts. This is my favorite, of course, so I can be close to my listeners, close to everybody listening to this podcast. And I just want to say thank you very much for listening. And always there's somebody out there, or there is the internet trolls and internet police. So I have to put a disclaimer in there, and I have to be careful as to what I say. And I also have to just be careful most of the time as to being very, I have to be careful on top of being careful, in other words, because the censorship is just so high in these days. The devil's running rampant. We are living in the end times and last days here. So let's get into the article. In the most recent episode of Health with Dr. Stella Emanuel on Brighteon.tv, Dr. Stella Emanuel discusses how the coronavirus is affecting the nation because of hospitals withholding treatment for their patients. According to Dr. Emanuel, hospitals are withholding treatment and not giving patients medicine that they need to get better from COVID. She says that hospitals are pushing for vaccination and they are ignoring other life-saving medications such as hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. And so the question is now, what is hydroxychloroquine? Well, I'm going to try to get into it and explain it as best as possible here, folks. Hydroxychloroquine, an analog drug chloroquine developed in 1946 to treat autoimmune diseases such as Semitic lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, along with malaria and different things else. I can personally attest, folks, my own father had been on hydroxychloroquine before he passed away in 2016. He had been on there for about 45 years, served in Korea, in the war, was over in Korea for the Korean War for 7 years. He had gotten malaria from a mosquito bite. When you get into the swamps, mosquitoes bite you, that type of thing. They also carry the malaria bacteria. When a mosquito bites you, you also come down with the disease obviously known as malaria. So my own father had taken that for 45 plus years, probably close to 50 years almost if he was alive now, but he had taken that back in the days after he got out of Korea, because they noticed that, put him in the hospital, and that's what he had. So hydroxychloroquine that I can see, and having somebody's own father that lived to 88 years old, a ripe 88 before he finally passed away, I can tell you is extremely safe, folks. It is also found that it inhibits fusion between the SARS-CoV-2 and host cell membrane. Thus, it can block the transport of the virus and possibly prevent the release of the viral genome. Both hydroxychloroquine and the effects that are believed to be another potential treatment for COVID-19. Dr. Emanuel states that successfully she's treated hundreds of patients with hydroxychloroquine, a treatment that President Donald Trump has also taken himself. Nobody needs to get sick. There is a cure for the virus, and she's right on, and absolutely positively she knows what she's talking about. She's a pediatrician and a religious minister, also said that the potency of hydroxychloroquine as a treatment that has potential mask are no longer necessary, claiming that she and her staff so far avoided contracting the diseases despite ordinary medical mask instead of more N95 models. Okay, and then now we're going to talk about ivermectin as a COVID-19 cure. Okay, and this is just part of the article. Again, the link is in the description, folks, so you can actually read the link to the article in its entirety. In case I happen to gloss over something that maybe you wanted to catch, you can read the link. The link will be down below, as always, in the article link. Ivermectin as a COVID-19 cure. Ivermectin is a drug that primarily used to deworm animals. Also proved useful in combating human disease caused by parasites. Called a wonder drug because of its use in treating parasitic diseases. Some doctors are also prescribing it to treat COVID-19, which is a viral disease. In recent weeks, conservative figures and activists have embraced ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. Ivermectin is generally safe in low doses, but high doses can be toxic for humans, and large doses it can cause side effects including skin rash, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, stomach pain, just to name a few. Multi-drug approach in treating COVID. Dr. Emanuel also speaks in using hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin for COVID-19 prevention. Further, she notes that doctors using one drug to treat COVID-19 are not doing enough. In fact, they are doing them a disservice. She also recommends that vitamins such as C, D, and zinc, and also get plenty of sunshine and exercise to keep themselves healthy. Now, the U.S. Systems for Health protocols have consistently failed Americans when doctors ignore that other medications like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, that these drugs, stunning truth about COVID cures and how hospitals are actually killing patients. There are several advocacy organizations that's been on a campaign to mainstream ivermectin. Dr. Emanuel, a member of America's Frontline Doctors, said that they went from 100 to 700 a day signing up for telehealth with patients seeking ivermectin. Dr. Emanuel describes the pandemic situation as a grand design by vested interests to promote vaccines and denounce treatments. She also cites that media as co-conspirators. She notes that the greatest fear of humans is the fear of death, and government and the media are using to terrify Americans of the disease that does not even have a high mortality rate. In the earlier report, she mentioned that she has treated over 6,000 and put over 15,000 on preventative medication for COVID. And so far, she's only lost about 7 patients. People are running away from hospitals and coming out of the clinic, she said. A pastor herself, she also mentioned the COVID-19 pandemic is not just a medical battle, but a spiritual one between good and evil. Okay, folks, let me know what you think of that. I do agree with Dr. Stella Emanuel. And again, there's a video in this article, and I'll put the link in there for you to look at your leisure. But Dr. Stella Emanuel is absolutely fantastic, and what she's doing for humanity is absolutely fantastic. I support her 110%. There are other ways. Again, as I've mentioned on this podcast, maybe not so many times, but especially other podcasts I host and I do once or twice a week, they're going to keep it up, keep depopulating, keep trying to kill everybody off in society and in the world in entirety, and that's what you have to understand. And so Christians and non-Christians, especially I'm talking to my Christian brothers and sisters right now, I believe in God Almighty, and I believe Jesus Christ died for us on the cross to wash our sins away and to save all of mankind. And that's my premise. But I say this is to you have to open up your eyes. We both have the similar belief in Jesus Christ and God Almighty. But you can't be naive, folks. You have to use the God-given brain God has given you, God has blessed you with. And I thank God every day. I'm even just alive here. You have to use this brain to do a little critical thinking, to do a little research, to dig. Google's not going to show you the results. Go to DuckDuckGo, or there's other search engines out there. Swiss cows, there's lots and lots and lots. If you have an Android phone, you can use Bromite. That's a good search engine. Download the app and search there. DuckDuckGo, I mean, there's just lots and lots and lots of, or the Brave browser, rather, they have a search engine now too. There's lots of ways you can get information. You can't just rely on Google. Google is not going to tell you anything but a lie. Google is just going to tell you what the mainstream tells you that, or tells Google what they should show you and what they should not show you. They're not going to tell you about ivermectin. They're not going to tell you about hydroxychloroquine. They're not going to tell you about anything you need to know for information. So with that said, folks, I want to go to the best part here. And the best part is of this podcast that I enjoy each and every time I do this. And I want to just ask you, with the end times going around and Jesus is getting near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is near, folks, and I want to just invite you. Here's a simple prayer. If you've not given your life to Jesus Christ and if you've not invited him into your life, okay, I'll give you a second. Maybe find a quiet place, anywhere you can get away for just a couple minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, and just say a quick prayer. find a room, get in your car. I don't care if you got to lock yourself in the bathroom, go somewhere. Maybe the kids won't distract you, just somewhere so you can say a prayer, maybe 3 minutes or so. Okay, here's the prayer I want you to repeat after me, folks. Repeat after me. If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, if you need vision, if you need hope, if you need love, if you do need Jesus Christ, the alternative you have is hell. Most people won't tell you, they're sugarcoat everything. Oh, this group can go to heaven, that group can go to heaven, that group can go to hell. Oh, yeah, if you want to be a Satanist, you can go to heaven. If you want to be a homosexual, you can go to heaven. And so I don't say that to offend people. I just simply tell the truth. If you want to keep these ways, if you want to look at porn and you want to be a pedophile and this and that, you're not going to heaven. You're not just going to heaven because you're a good person. You have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you don't do that, you're not going to go to heaven. And I'm sorry, I'll pray for you and pray for you and pray for you, but you're still not going to go to heaven until you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. So here we go, folks. Repeat after me. Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God, that you died on the cross to rescue me from sin and death, and to restore me to the Father. I choose now to turn away from my sins, my self-centeredness, and every part of my life that does not please you. I choose you. I give myself to you. I receive your forgiveness and ask that you take your rightful place in my life, and I pray that I receive your forgiveness. Come reign in my heart. Fill me with love and your life, and help me to become a person who is truly loving, a person like you. Restore me, Jesus. Live in me. Love through me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer and you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, congratulations, folks. Congratulations. I can't celebrate and be loud enough. God is great. God is good. God is fantastic. I thank God every day I'm alive, and I thank God every day if you said that prayer. I want to invite you, now that you said that prayer, now that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, to first get a Bible. I try to make it an easy three-step process. Get a Bible and just start reading. I don't care if you read in the book of Genesis or in the end and relate in Revelation. Just get a book and start. Just get the Bible and just start reading. Just dig into it. Start somewhere. And then next, once you get into it and start reading, you're going to have questions and different things, and you'll be excited that you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Then tell somebody about it. Tell your spouse. Tell your children. Tell your coworker. Tell your boss. Well, maybe if you can't talk about religion, maybe you better not tell your boss, but I would say tell your boss too. Jesus Christ lives in you. Jesus Christ died for you on the cross. Tell as many people as you can possible, folks. And the last step is you might want to go to a church once you start telling people. And it doesn't matter if you want to do step 3, 2, 1. I don't care, as long as you've accepted Jesus Christ and you said that prayer, folks. That's all that matters to me. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. Get into a good church. Tell your family, your friends, your neighbors, your spouse, anybody that will listen. Tell them about how Jesus loves you so much and is affecting your life in such a positive way and having such a positive impact on your life. But get into a good church that preaches the Trinity. That's the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. By the way, find a good Christian pastor. Tell them that you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and you want to learn more. You want to know more. You want to learn more. How can you help? How can you feed the homeless? How can you feed the starving kids? How can you donate some of your time? How can you help the ministry do God's work? That's the most important thing, folks. It's not how much money you made. I know in secular society and in society today, they rate you by how much education do you have and how much money do you make. No, that's not how God does it. God said in the Bible, blessed are the poor. The poor are the ones, the needy are the ones, blessed are the poor. God said that in the Bible, folks. God didn't say, blessed are the rich. God didn't say, blessed are the thieves. God did say, blessed are the poor. And so that's what you have to understand, folks. So go ahead, do that. Start getting into the Bible, reading the Bible, get a hold of a Bible. I don't care where, just get a hold of a good Christian Bible and just start reading, folks. Read, 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 read. And then go tell somebody when you're excited that you accepted Jesus Christ. And then third step, find a good Christian church that preaches the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what you need to do. Right now, on a side note, folks, I'm in the process of getting an email. I want to get a secure email because there's so much spam. I've actually, on a personal note, not to get distracted here, I've had my email hacked before a couple times. I've been hacked multiple times. So I have to be careful. So I'm thinking about getting a Proton email. And once I do, I want to hear from you. And then you can just write to me in general, and I can respond right back to your emails if you have any questions or anything. Because I think the Lord is calling me to not just do this podcast, but the Lord is calling me to help. And if I could help you in any way, I don't know necessarily I can help everybody financially, because I'm in a rough shape as it is myself. But if I can pray for you, any prayer request, anything I could do, I'm more than happy to do. I'm more than happy to give you the shirt off my back, anything to help out a brother or sister Christian, even a non-Christian. I don't care anything that I can do to help you grow in your walk with Jesus Christ. That's the most important thing, folks, if you accept Jesus Christ and your walk with Jesus Christ. So I'm in the process of getting that email, and hopefully I'll have that here in a couple more days, get a nice secure email, and then you can just respond. Also, I want you to write you've accepted Jesus Christ, and I want you to write that down. If you're excited, send me the email, let me know, and I'll celebrate with you. We'll rejoice together that you accepted Jesus Christ, because I want to know. I want to know what's going on in your life. I want to know how Jesus is working miracles in your life, how you're growing, how you're maturing. What's going on with you? You know, when you love your brothers and sisters in Christ, this is just what I do, and this is what any normal Christian would do, is reach out and try to help our fellow brothers and sisters. And this is what I'm trying to do. You know, again, I'm disabled. I do everything I can possibly do here. I don't normally like to talk about that, but I want to hear your story, not mine. This is about you, and it's about your acceptance of Jesus Christ. And if there's anything I can do, real soon I'll have an email, and I want you to write to me. So that's about it, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like this podcast. And again, you can find me online. Go to redcircle.com/endtime world news. That's redcircle.com/endtime world news. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, folks, your donations are always welcome. If you can find any, even a couple, you know, even 50 cents or a buck, it doesn't matter. If you can donate, great. If you can't, then God bless you. That's okay too. You know, we're here through the will of God. We're trying to do God's work, and I'm trying to get this podcast out to give you the most accurate news and information you need to know, not only about the pandemic, but also what's going on in the world. And so you can keep your head on and stay focused on Jesus Christ. This is Eric. I'm your host, and this is End Time World News. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. And most importantly, folks, the ones out there, God bless you. God bless you all for listening. I'm here, and I am signing out. Be well, be safe, and God bless you again. Have a good day. Bye for now.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA, from growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.